So the Michigan program was led by Gwen Imes, and she's provided me with some slides and some speaker notes that we reviewed and had some dialogue about, so please bear with me as I try to attempt to do justice to all the great work they're doing in Michigan. She has no disclosures. And there were learning objectives for the session are obviously to describe what's going on in Michigan and their programs related to that. As some of you know, Michigan has a lot of disparities related to breastfeeding and other areas, and you can see a huge gap here with the black non-Hispanic initiation and exclusivity rates. In addition to that, education is a major driver in terms of that, as it is in other places around high school education and college-educated folks as well. So you see the big disparities there, mostly from their PRAMS data, where these data were coming from. So their work was tied to their obesity, healthy eating, and physical activity strategic plan, specifically to really support the coalitions in their activities in creating local coalitions within the state, increase awareness about resources for breastfeeding, to provide training and infrastructure so that their staff are trained to provide services going forward past the end of the grant, and to expand programs specifically around initiation and duration for African American women. They partnered with a number of entities, the Michigan Infant and Health Program within the Department of Health in Michigan, worked with the WIC program, the Early Care and Education Program, the Black Mothers, Black Mothers Breastfeeding Association, and numerous local coalitions. I'll get it right. They provided funding to 9 local coalitions as part of this effort. They had 5 specific projects for the program. The first was to expand peer educator training. The first was to expand peer support services that included peer educator training, new support groups, services to non-WIC mothers, and a regional breastfeeding guide. The outcomes of their work resulted in 2,760 interactions with new moms through warm lines and classes and support groups. They also included 28% of those services were for non-WIC participants. So it was really creating infrastructure and serving a group more widely. They held a WIC conference, and 88 peer counselors received training, which is quite a significant accomplishment when you think about 88 peer counselors receiving training. And they also offered a 2-day clinic or training for the WIC staff and the maternal infant health program staff. The second project related to enhancing the activities, and to that end, they developed additional resource guides. They worked on a maternal risk identifier, and that is available on the Maternal Infant Health Program website in Michigan for those of you interested in learning more about that. 105 Maternal Infant Health Program staff received training as part of this effort, and they also included an effort to enhance the home visitation program through the Medicaid program. They have, in addition to that, created a standardized breastfeeding plan of care that is also available on the website, and it's now required to be used as part of the Medicaid program there, which is another nice accomplishment. The third area relates to child care, and they have their nutrition, the NAPSACC is a nutrition and physical activity self-assessment for child care tool. It's automated, it's a checklist. And as a result of working with that checklist and that checklist incorporates the Let's Move child care checklist and the 10 Steps to Breastfeeding Friendly Child Care Centers checklist, 22% of the child care centers were meeting the target of the checklist after the intervention, which was really good. They also included examples in child care. You're familiar with some of those of places for mothers to pump, policy, training, and so forth. I'll skip that because we're running out low on time. The fourth project goal related to specifically work in the African-American communities. They created a cultural competency workshop that was offered in 6 locations across the state, and 113 healthcare professionals were trained in cultural competency as a part of that infrastructure development in that area. They also did a 4-day train-the-trainer peer counseling course that was provided with 9 people being trained to be trainers from that. They also created what they call a pop-up support group site where you have spontaneous development of support groups, and then the idea is here that some of those can be sustained for whatever period of time makes sense accordingly. They also provided phone support as part of that effort. They also worked to develop the coalition services more broadly, and they hosted 200 support groups in various community locations. They served 433 women, 105 of them with infants under 2 months, 328 with women over 2 months as part of that effort. And five of the nine coalitions established breast pump loan programs. Three of the nine attained baby cafe designation and had cafes accordingly with that. Michigan thanks you. All right.